Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahuchisite with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts India has emerged as pioneer of technological transformation. Advisor Dr. Kekre Yome unveils new building of PM Shri Government Middle School, announces key education plans. President Draupadi Murmu addresses special session of Uttarakhand Legislative Assembly on 25 years of statehood. And Nagaland Cricket Association to host Senior Women's Interzonal T20 Trophy from tomorrow. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that the country has now become a pioneer of technological transformation instead of being just a consumer of technology. Speaking after inaugurating the Emerging Science and Technology Innovation Conclave 2025 in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said the government is focusing on ease of doing research to build modern ecosystem of innovation in the country. He also highlighted the strong digital public infrastructure in the country.
वैक्सीनेशन प्रोग्राम चलाया इतने मेहनत स्केल पर पॉलिसीज और प्रोग्राम्स को सक्सेसफुली इंप्लीमेंट करना ये पॉसिबल हुआ क्योंकि आज दुनिया का सबसे पहला और सबसे सफल डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर अगर किसी के पास है तो उस देश का नाम है हिंदुस्तान.
The Prime Minister also launched the 1 lakh crore rupees worth of Research Development and Innovation Scheme Fund. The scheme aims to promote a private sector-driven research and development ecosystem in the country. He emphasized that the policies and decisions taken in recent years to make the country an innovation hub are now yielding results. Advisor for School Education and SCERT, Dr. Kekril Hulie Yome, inaugurated the new building of PM Shri Government Middle School at El Khel Kohima Village today. Addressing the event, he outlined department plans to set up a system that will link government schools. He shared that memorandum of understandings will be signed between government schools to prioritize intake of students passing out from government schools themselves.
We will now sign MOUs between government schools. Our higher secondary schools are doing well now. We will make priority to admit our own government products, those who are passing from class 10. Like that, here it is only up to class 8. So they have to sign MOU with neighborhood schools. Our school, we should be able to provide the data by March. We will come out with all those checklists. We are in the process of preparing all these things.
The advisor also urged parents to enroll children in government institutions and highlighted reforms in the curriculum to include Naga history. The new building has been constructed at a cost of over 79 lakh rupees. President Draupadi Murmu addressed a special session of the Uttarakhand State Assembly in Dehradun today, extending her congratulations to all residents and legislators of the state on completion of 25 years of statehood. The president commended Uttarakhand's remarkable achievements over the past years. The president highlighted the state's significant progress in the fields of environment, energy, tourism, health, education and industrial development. She also appreciated the efforts made toward women's empowerment.
राज्य ने ह्यूमन डेवलपमेंट इंडिसेज के कई मानकों पर सुधार हुआ है. मुझे ये जानकर प्रसन्नता हुई है कि राज्यों में साक्षरता बढ़ी है, महिलाओं की शिक्षा में विस्तार हुआ है, मातृ एवं शिशु मृत्यु दर भी कमी आई है तथा स्वास्थ्य सेवाओं को सुलभ बनाने में प्रयास किए जा रहे हैं.
President Murmu said that legislation inspired by transparency and social justice reflects Uttarakhand's progressive outlook. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is expected to visit Kifriye Aspirational District on the 13th to 14th of November. In this regard, Deputy Commissioner Kifriye Temsawati Longkumar convened a coordination meeting today to discuss preparations. He informed the members on the latest itineraries and directed all relevant departments to prepare up-to-date data on various government schemes and projects. Committees have been set up to ensure smooth preparations. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the Evening News. In a renewed push to protect the Amur falcon amid their annual migration period, Wakha District Administration has issued an order reiterating Nagaland's status as the falcon capital of the world, emphasizing the importance of safeguarding the migratory path of the birds. The order has declared a 3-kilometer silence zone around the Pangti roosting site to reduce disturbances to the birds during the migration season. The order also reiterated the government directive from 2013, which warns that government grants and assistance to villages involved in the killing or harming of Amur falcons could be reviewed and curtailed. In light of this, all activities that could disturb the Amur falcons, both at the roosting site and elsewhere in the district, have been strictly prohibited with immediate effect. The district administration has called for cooperation from the local communities and visitors. Chief Minister Nipurio has greeted the Sumi community on the occasion of Api Kimti. In a social media post, he wished that the harvest celebrations would continue to strengthen the spirit of togetherness. Mr. Rio also hoped that the season would bring harmony and prosperity to everyone. Chumakidima today organized a unity march to commemorate the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. Organized by My Bharat, Chumakidima and the district administration, the event was held under the theme, Let Us Walk for Unity, Rise for Nation. The march was flagged off by Deputy Commissioner Polan John, who described Patel as a timeless symbol of courage, leadership and national integration. Assistant Commissioner of Police Ninoto Jimomi emphasized upon collective responsibility for nation building. Meanwhile, Principal of Patkai Christian College, Dr. Thefavilie Pierer, encouraged the involvement of youth in social causes. The Nagaland Cricket Association NCA under the aegis of the Board of Control for Cricket in India BCCI is all set to host the IDFC First Bank Senior Women's Interzonal T20 Trophy from November 4 to 14. Announcing this during a press conference today, Honorary Secretary of NCA Nyonilo Anilo King said, This will be the first time Nagaland is hosting the premier domestic tournament. Expressing pride in hosting the event, he highlighted Nagaland's strong cricket infrastructure.
Infrastructure is the main reason behind this tournament because I think I can confidently and proudly say that in the Northeast, Nagaland is the only state which has 3 proper cricketing grounds within a perimeter of less than a kilometer. We have the Nagaland Cricket Stadium, we have the Sovima Cricket Ground, and we have the GNR Ground. And all these 3 grounds are well within the Center for Sports Excellence, which the government has already dedicated to the people of the state.
6 zonal teams, namely North Zone, South Zone, East Zone, West Zone, Central Zone and North East Zone, featuring both international and national cricketers, will compete for the prestigious title. The tournament will be played across 2 venues, the Nagaland Cricket Stadium and the Sovima Cricket Ground, and will be attended by national selectors and office bearers of the BCCI. Meanwhile, the NCA Honorary Secretary also congratulated the Indian women's cricket team for their historic World Cup victory, calling it a landmark achievement for women's cricket. Headhunters FC and Dimapur FC have earned their places in the highly anticipated final of the 9th Captain Kangaroose MVC Memorial Football Tournament. In the first semi-final played today, defending champions Headhunters FC secured a hard-fought 3-2 victory over Langsahil FC. Meanwhile, Dimapur FC defeated Lushe FC 2-1 in a closely contested match. The grand finale will take place on November 6, with the third place match scheduled for 5th of November. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts India has emerged as pioneer of technological transformation. Advisor Dr. Kekri Yome unveils new building of PM Shri Government Middle School, announces key education plans. President Draupadi Murmu addresses special session of Uttarakhand Legislative Assembly on 25 years of statehood. And Nagaland Cricket Association to host Senior Women's Interzonal T20 Trophy from tomorrow. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the Morning English News at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.